Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. In farm news this morning, 10 lawsuits alleging two major pesticide makers engaged in a scheme to artificially inflate farmers' costs have been consolidated before the same North Carolina federal judge overseeing a related case filed by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission last year. The lawsuits filed in Indiana and North Carolina in recent months alleged customer loyalty programs implemented by Syngenta and Corteva stymied competition for generic versions of certain products, causing farmers to pay higher prices. Accused them of paying off distributors to block generic producers from the market. The lawsuits focus on insecticides and fungicides, in addition to herbicides that are used on corn, soybeans, potatoes, and other crops. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2022 directed USDA to create a pilot library to increase market transparency for cattle producers. The pilot library, launched last week, will provide new disclosure to the industry and public regarding the key terms, conditions, and volumes under which cattle are contracted. At the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, USDA's Ag Marketing Service Administrator Bruce Summers and Associate Deputy Administrator Taylor Cox updated the cattle industry on the pilot Cattle Contracts Library.
The Cattle Contract Library program provides producers with new market information that they can now use to make better informed production and marketing and related business decisions. If you think about USDA Market News, if you're familiar with it, and certainly on the livestock side, through the mandatory livestock reporting, we provide a lot of price information, both base price and net price information. The Cattle Contract Library kind of fills in the gap for us between the base price and the net price. In other words, it's going to provide the information about the contract terms that get us to from the base to the net. And so this is really new information. We're excited about being able to share that with the livestock sector at large. Taylor's going to come up. He's going to pull the library up and walk through it with you.
On a daily basis, we report base and net price transactions. We do weekly premium and discount reporting via that same vehicle of LMR. What this library really does is fit in between that base and net reporting, highlights further the premium and discount reporting, et cetera. So what a cattle producer could do with this is what I hope to demonstrate for you this morning, is just become more informed. And by being more informed, maybe be more competitive. So the library itself covered any packing companies who harvest more, 5% or more of the nation's cattle. And we use the five-year average to set that threshold. Submissions from the major packers in this country, major beef packers. And the first version of the library, we had 180 active contracts submitted to us. So 180 total contracts, 227 base price options. And this gives you a nice readout, and pay special attention to these categories because you're going to see them appear throughout the library. What this is showing you is 75% of the base price base prices are sourced from a USDA report. The LMR data I referred to earlier, it's very common to use, for example, a Kansas-weighted average to set that base price before it goes through the premiums and discounts, if it does.
Sounds like lots of complicated government jargon, but all the information available on the Agricultural Marketing Service Cattle Contract Library webpage. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.